Bonjour.
Ni hao.
Marhaba.
Buenos días.
Hola.
Bonsoir.
And now, Cruising and Travel with Richard Davey.
Richard Davey joins us. He does it each week to talk cruising and travel. Richard, good evening once again.
Good evening, John.
Look, before we look at the ships that are in port this week, I just thought it is Anzac Day and people are thinking about Anzac. And I haven't been to Gallipoli. I'd probably prefer, I think, to go there when there aren't big crowds. I'm really looking forward to going. So you can go by ship to Anzac Cove and those various battlefields?
You can. On most ships, you wouldn't be landing. You're on an expedition ship, you might be able to do that. But, it is obviously a special thing for all of us. And I got to do it back in 2015 on the Queen Victoria. And Commodore Christopher Rind, who's now retired, he was the then Commodore of the Cunard Fleet. And he has been at various times living in Australia and New Zealand, as well as his maritime education in the UK. He was very much involved in helping us plan services
what you expect. So you're on the ship, you visit it from the perspective of the water.
Yes.
You don't land. Is that how it works?
That's exactly. On a ship like Queen Victoria, yeah. You don't land.
Because I'm thinking about this because I want to go to the land, but yes. I think also seeing it from the sea will
yes.
give you that extra perspective of thinking, well, what it was like as they're approaching Anzac Cove. The whole
exactly.
You want to try and do the whole thing. So I think it could be something that would be really worthwhile.
And if you'd been on the cruise I was on, you would have had the opportunity, having 2 days in Istanbul, to go to Gallipoli on land and do that as well. So
yep.
you would get your two different perspectives.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, yep. So that's available. And they're the sort of things, I guess, you can do those year-round?
Yeah, pretty much during the Mediterranean summer, although you know what's happening now. We've got what we call quiet season Mediterranean and year-round cruising in the Med. There's not a lot of it, but, you know, you've got a huge catchment area there with places like Germany and the UK and other people who love to go cruising. When we say Australia is number four on the list, we've got Germany and UK above us. Well, that's more than 100 million people in those two countries alone. So they can justify that. I'd like to see winter cruising out of here. But it's a very healthy scene in the Mediterranean. I've actually got friends and clients. I'm about to book for a November Mediterranean cruise, a beautiful cruise going through the Corinth Canal, going up to Venice and so forth. So, you know, I think for a lot of people, they're not all like, me, for instance, who loves the light and the warmth of summer. Some people don't like to be hot. Some people just don't enjoy that type of climate. So there's plenty of people who like to do that. It also helps you with the airfares. They're going to be a little bit less. And probably the cruise might cost you a little bit less as that peak season in the summer. And boy, it is hot every day in that part of the world in June and July and August.
All right. And in Sydney?
Today, Anzac Day, we had two ships in, and that was an opportunity for many, I guess, to break away from the service and the march and to go and see these ships that were in today. Sunday, we've got Carnival Splendour coming back. And then Monday and Tuesday next week, that's where really April, a very eventful month in Sydney, comes to a close. We've got the Carnival ship coming back and P&O, Carnival on Sunday, P&O Monday, and Coral Princess on Tuesday.
Okay, all right. Now, Scenic Eclipse, there's a lot of advertising, of course, right across the network. You were actually on the Scenic Eclipse, so it's been a lot of hype surrounding it. What were your thoughts?
Definitely, and I think the hype is justified because it may be to some people just another ship, but it's a great Australian story, and it is a remarkable ship. It's a beautifully designed ship. It was actually made a little unusually in Croatia. And
a lot of people wouldn't be aware of this. So give us the story.
Yeah. So the story is that the Moronis, who own Scenic, a great Australian success story, they've got Scenic River Cruises, they've had bus tours over the years, decided to build an expedition ship for the oceans. They decided to do it in Croatia. One of the reasons you do that is that the traditional shipyards are quite full. So if you're not one of the big guys and you want to go out on your own and build a ship, you have to look at another place like Croatia or Spain. So a little bit of unplanned events happened and the shipyard went broke, and Mr. Moroni actually stepped in and rescued the shipyard. So he is actually the man who owns the ship, built the ship. He actually owns that shipyard now. And so It is an Australian company. It's operating in the Arctic and the Antarctic. So this is the second ship in the series. First time one of them's been to Australia. They tried to get here during the pandemic, but it didn't quite work out with all the regulations. So they are here, and they are going to be here a lot over the next 2 years. So on Tuesday, if you're in southeast Queensland, you would have seen a lot of the ship, because she actually went to a very close pass by of the Gold Coast, yep, and the Sunshine Coast, spent Wednesday on Fraser Island, and Anzac Day today, she was actually doing a dawn service in Gladstone, or they actually attended a service in Gladstone at 7 o'clock this morning. On the weekend, she will be on Whitehaven Beach. Imagine having lunch on beautiful, white as you could possibly, yep, believe, Whitehaven Beach. She'll be, she actually has the chairman and friends on board, and very VIP clients and people. She's going to be spending most of our winter in the Kimberley. And then in our summer, she's going to go down to what I call our Antarctica in the Ross Sea, south of Australia, where there is quite a lot to see. But I'll tell you what, it's a long way down there and a long way back. So I think with Antarctica, they tend to pick their moment to cross, because I say that there's just one weather system that circulates in the Southern Ocean, and if you can dodge it, yep, you're doing pretty well, and usually you can.
Okay. All right. Look at this. Just, we've talked about cruising. Just on airfares, because they have been high, but we're waiting for them to come down. Are there signs now they are coming down?
Yes, definitely. Now, I've got people going to Europe in May, late May, early June. Now, that's getting towards peak season. It's not the top, but it's getting pretty close. And usually we see long planning involved. I just booked them last week, and they're on they could have got a $3,000 premium economy fare, and they ended up on a $6,000 business fare. But now you can see a lot of $5,000 combo fares. So this means going to Asia in economy class and then picking up a business class fare to, yep, Europe. It's what we call a combo. Now, I know we've talked about going in the back, but considering some business class fares are way up in the five-figure region, or they have been, that's a pretty good break. But, you know, economy class, here's the good news, John. We are now seeing fares back like the old days, under $1,500. Now, sometimes there is a catch. Like with Turkish Airlines, for instance, you won't be flying straight out of Sydney to Istanbul.
Yep.
You'll probably be going through a place like Jakarta.
Yeah, then you can get off. You can stretch your legs.
Exactly.
That
I
makes
love
a
it.
Lot of sense.
I
to
love
me.
Hopping like that.
And
I don't want to be on.
You've got all that money that you've not spent on a business
exactly.
class seat. You can spend when you get there.
Yeah. So but price of hotels in Europe—that's another story. So you'll need that money. Yeah.
All right, Richard. As always, great to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming in here on Anzac Day, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks, John. Lest we forget.